This is WRJX 359 Karen off of MD725 Repeater, acting as net control for the weekly Patriot Ladies Net. Good evening, ladies. Any emergency situation on this repeater takes priority, so please break in by saying emergency, break, 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 and we will promptly discontinue our check-ins. For more helpful information, plus GMRS repeater rules and etiquette, please visit OregonGMRS.org. We will break for a moment, then continue again. Please keep all of our Patriot ladies in your thoughts and prayers as some are struggling through difficult times. I know you prayer warriors are all supporting them and each other. Thanks so much for your love, kindness, and support. Today's inspiration is called The Importance of Friends. In 1950, an Associated Press poll voted Babe Didrikson Zaharias the outstanding female athlete of the first half of the 20th century, and she earned it. Babe was a 1932 Olympic gold medalist in both the javelin and the 80-meter hurdles, but she didn't stop there. After her career in track and field was completed, Babe picked up the sport of golf and fashioned herself into one of the best women golfers in history. Looking back on her life, though, Babe observed, "Winning has meant much to me, but winning friends has meant even more." Her words remind us that a few things in life are more important than the enduring bonds of friendship. Let us never forget that lesson, and let us never forget our friends. Friends are like a quilt with lots of different shapes, sizes, colors, and patterns of fabric. But the end result brings you warmth and comfort and support system that makes your life richer and fuller. Suzanne Daly Zell. And thank all of your my friends. I love you all. Thanks for all of your support. This evening I'll be calling each Patriot Lady by your basic call sign, 4 letters and 3 numbers. We've practiced your basic as well as your phonetic call signs for a while now, but please revive back to me in the basic format on this repeater. We've learned that memorization of both formats of call signs are important. We're now able to receive and transmit accurate messages to our families, friends, neighbors, and our communities. We've added more Patriot Ladies to our roster, so I will begin shortly saying your call sign and first name for each radio chat. After your responses, I will move on to the next Patriot Lady until we've completed our roster. If you missed your radio check or if you have not participated before and would like to be added to the weekly roster, we will allow time at the end of the transmission for you to state your call sign and first name, and we will include you going forward. We will begin shortly. Break. So for a while now, we've been covering topics in the Family Emergency Preparedness Handbook that you can get from the Josephine or Jackson County Emergency Management Office. You can also get some information online. But last week, we went over the preparedness calendar for resources, months 1 through 3. And this week, we will go through the preparedness calendar resources for months 4 through 6. That's page 45 in your handbook if you happen to have it handy. So this is about supplies, training, and planning. Are you prepared? For month 4, planning. Develop your communications plan. Choose your out-of-state contact. Let them know your plan. See communications on page 31 for more information. Practice your communications plan with everyone involved by creating a mock event on a specific day and time. Everyone should text their information and have it relayed back to your group by your emergency contact. Evaluate what is missing and update your plan. That's a good place for the Channel 3 project that Kimber has on Sunday nights is really a good place to start out with that, but this talks about using your cell phone. Train or be trained. Learn to use a fire extinguisher. Contact your local fire department for more information. Learn to tie 2 types of knots and how to build a shelter. Would it keep you dry during rain? Use your hose to test it out. Does the ground underneath stay dry? Will it keep wind out? If you plan to use a tent instead, practice setting it up in the dark or the wind, or maybe even one arm in case you're injured. Gather or purchase supplies. Purchase an ABC fire extinguisher for your kitchen. If possible, purchase the extinguishers for each vehicle. Add 3 days' worth of water and freeze-dry foods to your supplies. Month 5 planning. Decide how you will stay safe, warm, and fed if you are stuck at home without any services. How will you heat your home? How will you cook? What sorts of supplies do you need to be successful? Train or be trained. Learn to start a fire in several different ways. What would you use to boil water for food, drinking, or sanitation if you didn't have a stove? What fuels, sticks, Vaseline, and cotton balls, etc., do you need on hand? If you have a propane barbecue, does everyone know how to replace the empty tank? Gather or purchase supplies. Add 3 more days' worth of water per person and pet to your kit and 3 days' worth of dried foods to your food supply. Don't forget the benefits of sproutable beans and seeds. They are a good source of vitamins, are shelf-stable, sprout within 3 days, and add great variety and flavor to your meals. For more information on emergency foods, see page 24. Month 6 planning. Consider the medical needs of anyone you'll be caring for during an emergency. Make a list of the supplies you'll need to have on hand for life safety. Fix hazards in and around your home. Look for fire hazards. Secure large shelves to the wall. Use earthquake putty to secure smaller items. Install smoke detectors or change batteries if necessary, etc. Train or be trained. Take CPR first aid training. Take a gardening course from a friend, neighbor, or family member, or through OSU Extension Services. There are many resources available online as well. Gather or purchase supplies. Add first aid supplies to your kit based on the needs of those you will be caring for. Add general first aid items after specific items are required. Think of gauze like water. You can never have too much. Don't forget prescriptions, extra glasses or contacts, saline solution, and similar items. Add 3 more days for the water and food. Another thing I thought about, too, is first aid supplies for your dogs, because you never know what might happen for them, too. So you need to have gauze and vet wrap and that sort of thing. 359 moving forward. So when I call on you ladies, if you have any more additions to that or you have any comments or suggestions or questions, please feel free to bring that up. I know the other ladies appreciate when you have some good ideas, and those any others that are listening as well. WRMW 211 Hope. This is a radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?